Will you please turn to Romans?
我们一同看罗马书。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
We will read from verse 15 through verse 23.
我们从十五节一直读到二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 15.
罗马六章十五节。
What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Far be the thought. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself, bondmen for obedience, ye are bondmen to him whom ye obey? Whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God.That ye were bondmen of sin, but have obeyed from the heart the form of teaching into which ye were instructed. Now having got your freedom from sin, you have become bondmen to righteousness. I speak humanly on account of the weakness of your flesh. For even as ye have yielded your members,in bondage to uncleanness and to lawlessness, unto lawlessness. So now, yield your members in bondage to righteousness, unto holiness. For when you were bondmen of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit, therefore, have ye then in the things of which ye are now ashamed? But none.Having got your freedom from sin, and having become bondmen to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the act of favor of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马六章十五节，的确怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁，就做谁的奴仆吗？或者罪的奴仆以至于死，或者顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样把肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。因为你们做罪的奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当然有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死，但现今你们既从罪的释放做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
May we have a further word of prayer?
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee.
主，我们感谢你。
That once again we can gather together unto thy glorious name.
在你荣耀的名下，我们再一次一同聚集。
We thank thee for thy presence with us.
我们感谢你，你的同在就在我们当中。
And we are all here, waiting to hear thy word.
我们在这里等着你向我们说话。
Dear Lord, will you speak by thy Holy Spirit to each of our hearts?
主，你借着圣灵向我们每个人心里头讲话。
That we may have ear to hear and to have heart to understand.
我们有能听的耳朵，我们有一个受教的心。
Bring us into the reality of thy precious word.
把我们带到你话的实际的里头去。
That we may be what thou want us to be.
我们就成为你要我们成为的哪一个人。
We do offer ourselves to thee this morning.
主，我们真的把自己再来献给你。
May thy will be done in us as it is in heaven.
主，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And may glory be unto thy name.
但荣耀都归给你的尊名。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
我们感谢主，今天早晨我们再一次有机会来聚集。
Every time we have the opportunity to be gathered together unto the name of our Lord Jesus.
当每一次我们将奉主的名聚集的时候。
We know that it is the mercy of God.
我们就知道其实神的怜悯。
We thank God for His long suffering with us.
我们感谢主，他向我们是将长久忍耐。
Because He gave us another opportunity.
因为他又一次把机会给我们。
To draw us closer.
把我们再吸引到他的跟前去。
As you all know that our time together is.Centered upon one thing.
我们知道，我们这些聚集，我们一同来思想一个事情。
Our fourfold relationship with Christ.
我们跟基督有四方面的关系。
As we have said before.
我们已经曾经交通过了。
Life is expressed in relationship.
你的生命生活是从你的关系里面来发表出来的。
And life is also judged.By relationship.
那你生活过得怎么样是根据你的关系是怎么样一个关系
And to us believers,
对于我们这帮信主的人
we realize that our relationship with human beings is really based upon our relationship with Christ Jesus.
我们人与人之间的关系是根据我们跟神之间的关系
If we have a right relationship,With Christ.
我们跟基督关系如果是正常的话
It will really help us in our relationship with other people.
那就帮助我们怎么跟人之间有一个正常的关系
Now our relationship with our Lord Jesus actually is a progressive thing.
我们跟着基督的关系是一个渐进的关系
In the beginning, we realize that He is our kinsman redeemer.
最开始的时候我们就认识他是我们的亲属的救赎主
Because he who is God becomes man.
这位神他因为爱的缘故他变成人
He becomes our kinsman.
他变成我们最近的亲属
To be one like us.
就好像我们一样
But without sin.
但是没有罪
He has the ability to save us who are dead.In sins and transgressions.
就把我们这些实在罪恶过犯中的人能够救拔出来。
Thank God, He is our kinsman redeemer.
感谢主，他是我们最亲近的救赎主。
And we are the redeemed of the Lord.
我们就是般蒙救赎的一般人。
He redeemed us to the very uttermost.
他救我们，把我们救到底。
Not only redeemed us from sin and death.
不单是救我们脱离罪跟死
But he redeemed us unto the full purpose of God.
把我们进带我们进到神丰富的旨意的里头
Our reaction, our response to our kinsman redeemer.
我们向着我们这位最亲的救赎主我们怎么回应呢
Is to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们就把自己身体献上当作活祭献给他
that we may live by him and for him.
我们就靠着他就为着他而活着
then immediately after he has called us to himself
然后他就将马上把我们呼召他的跟前去
he called us to come and follow him
他呼召我们说来跟从我
so ourSecond relationship with the Lord Jesus is the master and the disciples.
所以我们借着第二关系，就是主人跟门徒的关系。
He called us to be his disciples.
他叫我们来做他的门徒。
To follow him.
来跟随他。
To learn of him.
来学他的样式。
And to be yoked together with him.
与主同负那个担子。
Now, this morning, we would like to enter into another relationship with Christ.
今天我们要再说到我们跟基督的另外一面的关系。
And you will find it has become closer, more intimate.
那你就发觉跟主的相交是越来越亲密了。
Our relationship with our Lord Jesus.
我们跟我们主耶稣基督的关系。
Is that He is our Lord.And we are his bondmen.
他是我们的主，我们是他的奴仆。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I think to most of us, we feel that he being our Lord is no problem.
我们都认为说主做我们的主，我们一点困难都没有。
Because in our prayer we say, Lord Jesus.
因为我们祷告之前说主耶稣基督。
So it is as if we automatically has accepted him as our Lord.
很自然的，我们都接受说主就是我们的主了。
But is it really true with us?
但在你里头，这是实在的吗？
Do you not remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3?
你还记得在哥林多前书十二章第三节哪里？
Our Lord Jesus said, "No one can call him Lord Jesus."
没有人能够称呼我为主的。
Except in the power of the Holy Spirit.
一定要被圣灵感动的，没有人说耶稣是主的。
It means that we may vocally say, "Lord, Lord."
我们可以嘴巴里头说主啊，主啊。
But in actuality, we really do not honor him as our Lord.
但在我们实际里头，我们从来没有真正把他看作我们的主。
So you remember in Matthew chapter 7.
所以你还记得在马太第七章。
The Lord Jesus uses a parable.
我们的主就讲了一个比喻。
He said many will come to him and say, Lord, Lord.
很多人到我跟前来说，主啊，主啊。
How we prophesy in your name.
我们为你，我是在你名里头说预言。
How we drive out demons in your name.
我们靠着你的名把这个赶鬼。
And how we work miracles in your name.
在你名下我行了很多神迹奇事。
But what the Lord Jesus said?
但主耶稣怎么回答他呢？
He said, I do not know you.
主说我不认得你们。
You men of wickedness.
你这作恶的人啊。
I do not recognize you.
我不认得你，不认识你。
Why is it?
为什么？
Because you are doing these things in my name.
你是奉我的名做些许多的事情。
But you really do not honor me as your Lord.
但你根本没有尊我做你的主。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
it is not that simple as you think.
没不是像你所想象的那么简单。
We say Lord Jesus every day.
我们每天都向主说主耶稣啊。
But is it really your Lord?
他真的是你的主吗？
On the other hand, we are his bondmen.
另外一面说我们是他奴仆。
Because he is Lord and we are his slave.
他是主，我们是他的奴隶。
Now, I know we don't like to hear the name slaves.
我们没有人喜欢这个词奴隶。
But actually, bondman is slave.
那实际上奴仆就是奴隶。
Do you ever realize that you are the slave of our Lord Jesus?
你知道你是主耶稣的奴隶吗？
In the New Testament,
在新约的时候
，the word bondman dulos is used 124 times。
这个奴仆这个字，希腊文叫 dulos， 一共出现了124次。
And the word lord kairos is used 750 times。
那个主这个字，一共出现了750次。
But strangely, as you read your Bible,
但很稀奇的，当你读你的圣经的时候，
In the English translation,
在英文的翻译
from the very early time of Wycliffe and Tyndale,
最早的翻译 Wycliffe 还有 Tyndale 的翻译，丁道尔的翻译
and then the King James Version,
然后来到英皇钦定本的翻译
and then the revised American and English Version,
然后有这个 revised 还有NIV 的翻译。
And even in the Chinese Mandarin version,
然后你手上的和合本的翻译
it is very strange,
很稀奇的
that the word bondman or slave is only used in Romans chapter 6 verse 13 through verse 23.
这个把这个字真的翻出来是奴仆的只有在罗马六章里头刚才我们读的十五节到二十三节那里
and all the other places when the word doulos in the Greek is used is translated servant
所有其他地方希腊文用到 doulos 这个字它只翻成仆人
now why is it so
为什么会变成这样
maybe it is because in the 18th century
可能在十八世纪的时候
You know that in England and in its colonies you have what you call slave trade
你就知道在英国还有他的那些属地里头都有这个贩卖奴隶的制度
And you find how they went to Africa captured those poor people bring them and made them slave
你就知道他们怎么到非洲把那些又穷的黑人抓来叫他们做奴隶
So you find it had a very bad connotation.
所以你投这个很坏的一个观念。
So when the translators are translated into English,
所以当那些翻译的人他要把它翻成英文的时候
and later even our Chinese translated into Chinese,
然后就是我们中国人要把它翻成中文圣经的时候
we avoid that word slave.Or bondman.
我们就避免了翻成说奴隶还是奴仆
And instead, we use the word servant.
然后我们用一个比较轻的字叫做仆人
Now there is a vast difference between slave and servant.
你要知道仆人跟奴隶那个距离是何等的大呢
Because a servant is one who is hired.
你知道一个仆人是受雇的
And he works for wages.
他在这里工作是拿薪水的
He is a free man.
他是个自由的人
If he likes to serve you, he can continue on.
如果他喜欢来服侍你他可以一直来服侍你
If he doesn't like you, he can leave.
如果他不喜欢他就可以走了
Because he is only a servant.
因为他不过是个仆人
He does not belong to you.
他不属于你的
He is not one of your properties.
他不是你产业里头的一部分
You have no right over him.
你不能去用你的权利来控制他
But a slave or a bondman is different.
如果一个奴隶一个奴仆那就不一样了
Because he is one whom you bought.
因为你是用钱把他买过来的
He belongs to you.
他属于你的
He is your property.
他是你产业的一部分
He has no right of himself.
他自己一点权利都没有
Whether he likes or not,
不管他喜欢还不喜欢
He has to serve you.
他就要服侍你
And it is for life.
这是一生的事情
So you find there is a vast difference between these two words.
所以你知道这两个字里头的差别是何等的大呢
Thank God in the New Testament.
感谢主在新约的里面
The word that the Holy Spirit used is bondman, not servant.
圣灵在里头所用的字是奴仆不是仆人
In other words, our relationship with our Lord Jesus
换句话说我们跟我们主耶稣之间的关系
is much closer than the modern sense of a Lord and his servants.
远超过今天我们所理解的他是我们的主我们是他的仆人
There is a much closer relationship.
那是更密切的关系了
We belong to him.
我们属于他
He has bought us with a price.
他用价重价把我们买过来
He has bought us with a tremendous price.
他用极大的代价买了我们
He has paid his own blood to buy us.
他用了他的血把我们赎了过来。
We belong to him.
我们属于他。
We are his forever.
我们永远是归给他的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is an aspect of our relationship with Christ.Which has been greatly neglected.
其实我们跟基督有关系，是我们常常都忽略的。
And I believe it is the will of God that it should be restored.
我相信这是主的心意，我们必须把这个关系，我们把它重建起来。
But brothers and sisters,
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
our relationship with Christ as Lord and bondman.
我们跟主的关系是主跟奴仆。
Is not actually according to the worldly sense.
那是不是根据这地上的那个观念？
Because it has a spiritual connotation.
因为在里头有属灵的实际。
Now, if we really like to put it into the right place,
如果你要把它放在一个对的位置上的话，
probably the best thing we can describe it is as follows.
最好是将来描写它。
You know, in Exodus chapter 21,
你说在这个出埃及记二十一章
verses 1 to 6,
一节到六节。
After the Lord has given his people the Ten Commandments,
当主把这个十条诫命给了他的百姓以后，
immediately following, you find the Lord.Mention one thing.
你就马上发现主就提了一个事情。
He said, if your brother becomes poor,
如果你的弟兄他穷苦了，
and he sold himself to you,
他把自己卖给你，
to be your servant,
来做你的奴仆，
you will find that he is a Hebrew, your brother.
那他是个希伯来人，是你的弟兄。
But he has sold himself to you.
他把自己卖了给你。
And you have bought him.
那你就把他买过来。
Now you should not treat him as one of the servants.
你不可以把他看成其他的仆人一样的。
Because he's your brother.
因为他是你的弟兄。
And he will serve you 6 years.
他要将服侍你六年。
On the seventh year, he can go out free.
到第七年的时候他可以自由出去了。
And when you set him free,
当你把他释放的时候，
you have to supply him with food and other things.
你要把食物把其他东西都要供给他。
Because he has served you already 6 years.
因为他已经服侍你六年了。
Now suppose,
假设，
that slave say to the master,
那这个奴仆就跟他主人说，
I love you.
我爱你。
I love your family.
我爱你的家。
I do not want to go out free.
我不愿意将自由的出去。
I'm willing to be your slave for life.
我要一生都做你的奴仆。
And then you find the Lord, the master, will bring him to the judge.
然后这个主人就把他带到审判官那里。
To decide whether it is real or not.
看他是不是真的。
And if it is real,
如果他的心是真的话，
then you will bring that brother to your own door.
然后你就把这个弟兄带到你的门旁边。
And then you will use an awl to pierce his ear to the doorpost.
然后就靠着这个门用锐子穿他的耳朵。
And that becomes a sign of a loved slave for life.
节奏表明是爱的奴仆做一生的奴仆。
Now you find that not only Exodus chapter 21,
你发觉不但在出埃及记二十一章提到这个事情，
It is repeated in Deuteronomy chapter 15.
在生命记十五章也重新再提这个事情。
So our relationship with our Lord JesusAs Lord and bondman is like this.
我们跟主之间，主跟奴仆的关系，就好像这样的一个关系。
He has bought us with a price.
他用重价把我们买过来。
But strangely,
但很稀奇的。
He will never deal with us in a legal way.
他从来不按着这个律法来对待我们。
Legally speaking,
从这个律法来说，
He has paid a price.
他付了价钱。
He has bought us from sin and death.
他把我们从罪跟死里头把我们赎出来。
So we are his.
我们属于他的。
Whether you like it or not.
不管你喜欢还不喜欢。
You have to serve him.
你要来服侍他。
Because you are not free.
因为你不再自由了。
You are bought with a price.
你是被买过来的。
So you need to glorify God in your body.
所以用你的身体要来荣耀神。
But thank God.
但感谢神
He never deal with us according to law.
他从来不是根据这个律法来对待我们。
He always deal with us according to grace.
他总是用恩典来对我们。
So it is as if after he had bought us.
所以他把我们赎了出来以后。
He said, I set you free.
他说我给你自由。
You can go free.
你可以自由的出去了。
Unless.
除非
you are so constrained by my love,
你给我的爱来激励了
and you willingly say, I love my master.
你从里头说我爱我的主
I do not want to go out free.
我不要我就讲就出去了
I want to be a love slave for life.
我要一生做主爱的奴仆
Then,
然后
he will pierce your ears.
他要穿你的耳朵
to the door.
在门旁边穿你的耳朵
And that is the sign that you are a love slave for life.
就是一个标记你是做主永远爱的奴仆
Now, dear sisters,
亲爱的姊妹们
you have your ear pierced.
你耳朵要打耳洞吗
But do you understand what it means?
你明白你打耳洞的含义吗
Do you still want to pierce your ears?
现在你还喜欢再打个洞吗
That is what the Bible tells us.
但其实主的话是这样告诉我们的。
It is a sign of a love slave for life.
这个是一个标记，是一生做爱的奴仆。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is a wonderful thing.
这是何等奇妙的事。
I always like to tell that story.
我总喜欢说这个故事。
You know, in the old days in America, you have slave trade.
在美国早年是有奴隶的拍卖。
Because the colonies, they have large plantations.
因为在那个地里头有很大 的地方。
So they need lots of slaves to work in the plantation.
所以在那个 大地里头需要很多人来这里工作。
So in places like New Orleans and places like that, you have slave market.
所以在那些大的州好像这个 New Orleans 里头都需要有一个市场专门来拍卖这个奴隶的。
And one day there was a girl.To be auctioned.
一天有个女孩给拍卖了。
And people began to gather around and began to bid for that slave girl.
那一般人就围在哪里一起来出价要把这个女孩买回来。
And of course that girl was weeping.
当然这个女孩就在哭了。
Because she thought now her life was gone.
她就想我一生就完了。
But,He was thinking of one thing.
他里头想了一个事情。
If the one who bought me was a good man,
如果把买回去的是一个好人
I might have some future.
那我前面还有一点前途。
So out of his tears, he tried to look around the people that were auctioning him.
所以他一直哭，他一直看到底谁在出价要来买他。
And he saw everyone had a very terrible, fearful face.
每个人的脸都非常恐怖的，在这里出价要把他买回去。
So he thought her fate was gone.
他想他的前途完蛋了。
Suddenly, a stranger came in.
突然间有一个很陌生人跑进来。
And he put in the highest bid.
他就出了最高的价钱。
So that stranger bought her.
那个陌生人就买了他。
And after he bought her,
他把他买了之后
he called for an iron smith,
他就叫那个打铁的人来
to break off the bondage,
把所有的锁链都打破了
And then he spoke softly to the girl,
他很轻轻地对这女孩说
I buy you not to make you a slave,
我买你不是要你做奴仆的
I buy you To set you free.
我买你是让你的自由。
And then he turned around and left.
他就转身就走了。
The slave girl was frightened.
那个小女孩吓怕了。
She didn't know what was happening.
她根本不晓得发生什么事。
But after a little while,
但过了一会
she began to realize what had happened.
她就明白到底发生什么事情。
So she ran towards that stranger.
她就追着那个陌生人。
And said, I'm going to serve you for life.
我一生要来服侍你。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
that is exactly what happened to us Christians.
这就是我们基督徒的故事啊。
The Lord has bought us.
主把我们买回来。
And what a price he has paid for us.
他付了何等大的代价。
No one can pay that price.
这个价值没有一个人付得起的。
We were condemned to sin and death.
我们被审判要死在罪跟过犯之中。
And we have no future.
我没有前途了。
But our Lord Jesus paid the utmost price.
但我们主付了极大的重价。
And he has bought us.
他把我们买过来。
But he set us free.
然后他把我们释放，叫我们的自由。
If you want to continue to live for yourself, you may.
你可以照你自己喜欢的过你的生活。
But if you're constrained by the love of Christ,
但如果基督的爱激了你，
then you can run after him.And said, I want to be a love slave for life.
你就可以来跟随他说，我的一生要做你爱的奴仆。
Now, what do you want to do?
你要怎么做呢？
As a matter of fact,
实在说起来，
the best example of a bondman of God is Christ himself.
最好做奴仆的榜样是主耶稣基督的自己。
Because if you look at the life of our Lord Jesus,
你看我们主的一生，
you remember,
你会记得，
in Philippians chapter 2,
在腓立比书第二章，
from verse 5 onward,
从第五节就开始了，
and you will find it is a description of the mind of Christ.
然后告诉我们说基督的心到底是怎么样的。
We find that he was equal with God.
他与神同等。
He had the form of God.
他有神的形象。
Now the word form here is not the outward appearance.
那个形象不是说到你外表像不像。
The word form here is pointing to your inward quality.
那个形象在这里说到你里头的素质。
Your inward nature, your inward character.
你里头的性格，你里头的本质是什么？
And the Bible said,
那圣经这样说，
He has the form of God.
他本有神的形象。
He has the inward nature of God.
他里头有神的本性。
He has the very character of God.
他有神最好最基本的那个性情。
Because he and God are one.
因为他跟神是不是一？
And that is not something to be grasped at.
这个不是他强夺的。
Now why is it the Bible put it that way?
为什么圣经将来描写呢？
Because once upon a time,
因为曾经，
there was one who tried to grasp that position.
有一个他要来抓这个地位。
He wanted to be like as God.
他要把自己变成神一样。
Equal with God.
与神同等。
And you do remember that is the beginning of Satan.
那你就知道这是撒旦的起源。
That archangel fell into the adversary, being the adversary of God.
这个天使就在神面前一直的往下掉下去。
But not so the Son of God.
神的儿子不是这样。
The beloved Son of God, he had the form of God.
这位神的爱子他有本有神的形象。他与神同等。
But in order to fulfill God's purpose,
但为了要做成神的旨意，
he emptied himself.
他就虚己。
He poured out himself.
他把自己里头的东西都倒出来了。
He poured out all his glory, honor, position.
把他地位、尊贵、荣耀都倒出来了。
As God.
就是一个神都倒出来了。
He poured everything of these things away.
他把这一切都倒掉了。
In order to be a man.
来成为一个人。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，
we have really nothing to pour out.
我们没有什么可以倾舍弃的。
We have nothing to empty.
我们没有什么可以倒出来的。
Because we are empty.
因为我们本来就是空的。
If there is anything, it may be our sins.
如果你里头有什么，大概就是我们的罪。
But our Lord Jesus.
但我们的主耶稣。
Being the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the fullness of God.
他是神一切的丰满。
And he emptied everything that accompanied his godliness.
他根据他神里头一切跟他在一起的，他都倒空了。
Though he cannot empty himself of God.
当然他不能倒空说他不成为神。
Because that is what he is.
因为他就是神。
But he emptied himself all the glory and honor surrounding Godhead.
所有在神里头的荣耀那个尊贵他都倒空了。
And what does the Bible say?
那圣经怎么说？
He said in verse 7,
在第七节，
He emptied himself,
反倒虚己，
taking a bondman's form.
取了奴仆的形象。
Now you notice this.
你要留意这个。
When our Lord Jesus came into this world to be a man.
当我们主到地上来做人的时候。
Even though outwardly he has the fashion of man.
虽然从外面看起来他是一个人。
He is a perfect man.
他是个完全的人。
And yet inwardly.
但在他里头。
He takes up.A bondman's form.
他就取了奴仆的形象。
From the form of God to the form of a slave.
从神的形象变成了奴仆的形象。
As God, he rules over all.
作为一个神，他管理万有。
He is the highest authority.
他是最高的权柄。
The sovereign of the universe.
整个宇宙里头独一的权柄。
But a bondman does not have any right.
但作为一个奴仆，什么权柄都没有，权利都没有。
Not even the right of his own life.
连他自己的命他都管不了。
And yet when our Lord Jesus came into this world to be a man.
当我们的主到地上来做人的时候。
Inwardly, he took a bondman's form.
在他里头就取了奴仆的形象。
He is willing to let go his own right.
他把他所有的权利他都让他过去了。
And throughout his life,
在他生命生活的里头。
He will not act as God.
他不是像一个神将来把自己摆出来。
He act as a bondman to God.
他把他自己看成神的一个奴仆。
He said, I cannot say anything out of myself.
他说我凭着自己我不能说什么。
Well, he is the word.
他是那个道，他是那个话。
He is the speech of God.
他是神的发表。
And yet he said, I cannot say anything out of myself.
他居然说我凭着自己不能说什么。
Whatever I have heard my father say, I will say.
我听到父怎么说我就说。
I cannot do anything out of myself.
我凭着自己不能做什么。
He is God.
他是神啊。
He is almighty.
他何等有大有能力。
And you remember how Satan tempted him. If you are the son of God, you can turn the stone into food.
你还记得魔鬼怎么试探主说如果你是神的儿子你可以把石头变成饼啊。
You can jump down from the pinnacle of the temple and...The angel will support you.
你从殿顶跳下来，有天使在底下把你借着你的脚就不碰在石头上。
Our Lord just refused to act as God.
我们主不要把神这个来做出来。
He only act as bondman of God.
他要所发表的就是神的奴仆。
And he was obedient even unto death.
他顺服以至于死。
And it is the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
The worst death at that time.
那个时候死的最惨的就是这个死。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
This is the mind of Christ.
其实是我们基督的心。
And he demonstrates to us.
他向我们来表明。
How we are his bondman.
我们怎么来做一个奴仆。
As he was the bondman of God.
他是神的奴仆
so we are to be his bond.
我们是他的奴仆。
So you remember in Psalm 40,
你还记得诗篇四十篇
verse 6 to 8,
六节到八节。
You remember there is a prophecy there.
哪里有一个的预言。
The Bible says, sacrifice and oblation you do not want.
他觉得怎么说呢？他说祭物和礼物你不喜悦。
But you have prepared me a pierced ear.
你已经开通了我的耳朵。
Lo, I come to do your will.
来看啊，我来是照着你的旨意行。
And your law is written upon my heart.
你的律法在我心里。
So Psalm 40 tells us.
诗篇四十篇就将告诉我们
，If you are a bondman, you have a pierced ear.
如果你是奴仆，你需要一个被穿透的耳朵。
Now why is it so?
为什么
？Because.
因为是。
As a bondman, the most important thing is your ear.
最重要的一个奴仆来说是你的耳朵。
You ought to listen.
你必须要听。
You ought to hear.
你必须要仔细的听清楚，听你主人讲什么话，你主给你什么命令，你然后你来遵行他的吩咐。所以这耳朵非常重要。在希伯来书第十章哪里这样说？那你说主啊，你曾经为我预备了一个身体。
To do your will.
来遵行你的旨意。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
this is what our Lord Jesus is.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this is what he has shown us, how to be his bond.
他来向我们说明怎么来做一个奴仆。
Are we really his bondman?
我们正是他的奴仆吗？
Or are we just a servant?
还是你把自己看作一个仆人？
If we feel good, we serve him.
我们感觉不错，我们来服侍他。
If he does not do what we will, we say goodbye.
然后他不是照我的旨意做，我跟他说再见。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
a bondman has no right of his own.
一个奴仆没有自己的权利的。
He belongs to the Lord.
他属于我们的主的。
His Lord had everything to do with him.
他的主有绝对的主权来管理他。
You know, as you read the New Testament,
你知道当你读新约圣经的时候
they surprise you.
你会感觉很惊讶的。
Because the Apostle Paul,
保罗
when he wrote the letter to the Philippians,
所以当他写这个腓立比书的时候
and when he wrote a letter to Titus,
当他写提多书的时候
how he called himself,
他怎么称呼他自己
he said, bondman of Christ.
基督的奴仆
and he put that title even before the title of apostle.
他把这个称呼放在使徒之前
in other words, he considered to be the bondman of Christ,More honorable than to be the apostle of Christ.
他看做基督的奴仆比他做使徒更尊贵。
You find the same thing with Peter.
你发觉彼得也是一样。
In 2 Peter, Peter called himself the bondman of Christ.
那彼得在彼得后书说我是基督的奴仆。
The same thing happened with John.
也同样在约翰的身上。
In Book of Revelation, he called himself the bondman of Christ.
在启示录里头他说我是基督的奴仆。
James, Jude, they all call themselves the bondman of Christ.
犹大、雅各都把自己称呼是基督的奴仆。
They consider this as the most honorable.
他认为这是最尊贵的称呼。
Now, why is it so?
为什么会这样？
You remember when Paul wrote the letter to the Philippians.
当保罗写信给腓立比的教会的时候
in the fourth chapter,
在第四章
I think it's verse 22.
应该在二十二节哪里
He mentioned the household of Caesar.
他就是说在该撒家里头的事情
Now the household of Caesar simply means Caesar's slaves.
在该撒家里的人，意思就是说在该撒家里头的奴仆。
Because at that time, the Romans conquered the world.
因为那个时候罗马人统治了这个世界。
But the Greeks had the culture.
但是希腊有他们的文化。
So lots of the slaves, they were educated people.
那个所有很多的奴仆都是受过教育的人。
And they served as slaves.
他在其实罗马人底下都是做奴仆的。
And to be in the house of Caesar really was an honor.
但你能够在该撒的家里头做奴仆是一个尊荣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
We are the slaves of Christ.
我们是基督的奴仆。
And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And to be in his householdThat is an honor.
整个在他的家里头是一个何等大的尊荣呢？
You know, the fate of a slave depends upon the title and the character of his lord.
一个奴仆他的前途取决于他主人的称呼还有他的性格。
If your master has high title,
如果你的主人有非常高的地位头衔
as Caesar,
就好像该撒一样
and to be in his household as slaves, that's a very honorable position.
如果你能够在他家里头当一个奴仆这是很高的地位
not only an honorable position, but you have great power.
不但你有高的地位，你很大的权柄啊！
And to think of that, that we are bond slaves in the household of Christ.
你想，你是在神的家、基督的家里头做奴仆的。
And what position we have?
我们有什么样的地位呢？
And then it depends upon the character of the master.
那当然，你的前途也看你的主人的性格怎么样。
If the master is a very merciful one.
如果你的主人满了怜悯
and very loving one,
是一个很满了爱的一个主人
then your life will be very good.
你的生活就很好了
you know, in the old days,
你知道在过去古老的日子
what is the responsibility of the Lord to his slave?
你知道这个主人跟奴仆之间的责任是什么呢
A Lord is supposed toTake care of the food and dwelling of his slaves.
这个主人就要管他的奴仆的住啊、吃啊，都要他来负责。
So that's the reason why our Lord Jesus said.
所以这是我们的主就这样说了。
Why are you afraid of what to eat and what to drink and what to be dressed?
你为什么担心你吃什么、喝什么、穿什么呢？
Your heavenly Father knows all of this.
你的天父早就知道了。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
先要求他的国和他的义。
And all these things will be added to you.
这一切都要加给你的。
But that is the duty of our Lord.
因为这是我们主的责任。
And how He cared for us.
他何等照顾我们。
Even the very number of your hair He knows.
他知道我们有多少根头发
He numbers every hair of yours.
然后再给你头发给你编号
When you comb this morning,
你今天早上你梳头
Number 1001, 3005 drop
1001, 3005这两根头发掉了
Do you know about that?
你知道这个事吗
He knows.
他知道
So what are you careful?
你还担心什么
What are you afraid for?
你怕什么
SeekThe kingdom of God and His righteousness first.
要先求他的国还有他的义。
And all these things shall be added unto you.
然后这一切需用的，他都要加给你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊。
Our Lord is a beneficent Lord.
我们主是满了慈悲的主。
His thought concerning His slaves is so glorious.
他向着他奴仆所存的心是何等荣耀的一个心思
It's way beyond that you can even imagine.
他对你的心远超过你能够所想的为什么
Because he wants his bondmen, his slaves, to be his sons and daughters.
因为他要他的奴仆、他的奴隶有一天是成为他的儿女。
He wants us to arrive at sonship.
他要我们得到儿子的名分。
He wants to place us as sons.
他要我们放在儿子的地位上。
He wants us to be co-heirs with Christ, the beloved Son of God.
他要我们跟他儿子同得基业。
And that is the thought of our Lord, our Master.
其实是我们的主，我们的主人向我们所存的心啊。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊。
If you really realize this,
如果你真懂解一个。
You will respond positively.
你向着这个回应是很正面的了。
The slave to his master is absolute surrender.
一个奴仆向他主人的要求是完全的降服。
Sometimes we think surrender is very hard.
我们常想降服在主面前好难呢。
How can I surrender this and surrender that?Of my life.
我怎么可以把我生命里头结个线上哪个来线上呢
How can I surrender my feeling about this or about that?
我怎么把这个对这个事情的感觉我可以把它来降服把它线上呢
How can I surrender my thought about this or that?
我对这个事情我的思想我的判断我怎么可以把它线上把它降服呢
How can I surrender my will that I have decided?
我所定的旨心思旨意我怎么可以把它放下呢
We find that it is the hardest thing for us to surrender ourselves to God.
我们常认为说我们把自己献上是最难的事情。
But brothers and sisters,
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹
unless we surrender To our Lord, absolutely.
只有当我们把自己绝对的献上的时候
He is not able to bring us into sonship.
他不可以不可能把我们带到儿子的名分的底下
We have to go through such discipline.
我们必须要经过这一切的管教
In order to be conformed to the image of Christ.
才能够磨成神儿子的形象。
So everything depends upon this matter of absolute surrender.
所以一切的事情是根据你有没有绝对的把自己献给主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
This is a close relationship with our Lord Jesus.
其实是我们跟主更密切的关系。
Now have you surrendered yourself absolutely?
你有没有把自己绝对的来献给他呢
Just like our Lord Jesus said,
好像我们主说的
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
坐在克西马尼园那样
Not my will, but thy will be done.
不要照我的旨意要照着你的旨意行
You know our Lord Jesus is a perfect man.
我们主是个完全的人
So he has a perfect will.
所以他有个完全的心思旨意
He has his own mind.
他有他自己的心思。
He has his own feeling.
他有他自己的感觉。
But how he denied himself.
他怎么舍己
Even to the very end.
一到最后。
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
在克西马尼园的时候。
Brothers and sisters, we can never understand the depths of his agony.
我们永远不能够领会他的痛苦是何等的深呢。
The Bible used different ways to describe it.
圣经用不同的角度来描写他。
Our Lord Jesus said, My soul is sorrowing even unto death.
我圣经说我的心里忧伤几乎至死。
My spirit is under such oppression.
我的灵里头受了何等大的压力。
And when he prayed unto blood.Coming out.
他祷告祷告到好像要血流出来了
And he has to be sustained by the angel.
他需要有天使来加他的能力
Otherwise, he will die in the Garden of Gethsemane.
不然的话他在克西马尼园他就在这里就死去了
And salvation will not be accomplished.
那救恩就不能够成功了
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
就在克西马尼园
He was being squeezed as it were. in the press.
他就好像一个走渣一样被一直压榨。
So that there may be absolute surrender.
那个就显明绝对的降服。
Not thy will, but thy will be done.
不是我的旨意，是你的旨意得到成就。
His will is perfect.
他的旨意是完全的。
Because he does not want to be tamed, tainted, defiled by sin.
他因为从来没有被罪玷污过他，所以他是完全的。
The Father wants to put all the sins in the universe upon him.
神把这个宇宙所有的罪都放在我们主的身上。
To make him sin itself.
要他成为罪。
It's hard.
难的。
He is perfect.
他是完全的。
Sinless.
从来不知罪的。
And to be sin is something he cannot accept.
说到罪，他根本不能接受的。
But if it is the Father's will,
但如果即是父的旨意，
thy will be done.
你的旨意就成全了。
That is absolute surrender.
就是完全的降服。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
because of that,
因为这个缘故，
you and I are redeemed.
你跟我就都蒙救赎了。
And we as the redeemed of the Lord,
我们就被主赎过来了。
We should follow him.
我们应当来跟随他。
So our Lord Jesus, as our Lord, he demands absolute surrender.
所以我们的主耶稣，他要我们的要求是绝对的，完全的奉献献上。
Is our life absolute surrender?
我们的生活生命是不是真的绝对的献上呢？
If it is,
如果是这样的话，
then God's will be perfected in you.
主在你身上的心意就能够得到成功了。
And one day you will be seated with Christ.
有一天你就跟与基督同坐，
and rule and reign in his kingdom.
在他国度里头跟他一同作王，一同掌权。
So may the Lord open our understanding.
但愿主开我们的悟性。
This is a relationship with Christ.
这是我们跟主耶稣基督的关系。
It is much, much closer.
这是越来越近了。
More intimate.
更深入的。
Because this is what God wants us to be.
这是神向我们的要求。
So may the Lord bring us into this reality.
但愿主把我们带到这实际的里面去。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee that thou dost want to have a more intimate relationship with us.
主，我们真感谢你，因为你要我们跟你过个更亲密的关系。
Thou hast given thyself all to us.
你把你自己完全没有保留的给了我们。
And thou desire that we may follow thee.
你要交付我们将来跟随你。
May the love of Christ constrain every one of us.
我们希望基督的爱来激励在座的每一个人。
That we may consider it is an honor and glory.To fully surrender to you.
我们能够把自己完全献给你，是何等的荣耀，何等的尊荣。
That you may direct our life into glory.
你能够指导我们的生活，一直到荣耀里头去。
We thank and worship thee.
我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。